With the pandemic lockdowns in the rear view, maybe it's time to look ahead to what might be the year we leave the plague past behind and point our faces to the future. Seems like the last few years we've been stuck in the doldrums, nothing but the doldrums of Trump and inflation, disease and a war in Ukraine to make a miasma of pessimism drag our moods down. Of course, the war will drag on. Inflation might slow a bit, but not a lot. The variants of the coronavirus will continue to kill the unvaccinated, and yeah, Trump is his own variant, probably going to kill the Republican Party, and maybe that alone is cause for celebration. So far, the country survived an insurrection, even seemed to start to come to its senses. The fearmongers and the unwoke are still with us, but Trump gave plenty of folks reason to reconsider what harm this narcissistic tyrant crybaby and his sycophant wrecking crew could wreak. Plenty. It turned out. It might just be that the country is ready for more optimism than the doom and gloom promulgated by the man who keeps telling us he's the only Yahoo who can save the country from going down the tubes. The man who, on inauguration day of his one and only term of office, chose to air grievances and cast blame. America first, he intoned, but what we discovered he meant was me first, any cost, including democracy itself. So, okay, he says he's going to run again. Another year or two of this guy ranting and raving, blaming the media, pandering to the racists and bigots, castigating the immigrants, spewing his anger at an election he refuses to believe he lost. Plenty of folks will still believe him, but not a majority anymore. The guy will be a joke, a nasty chapter in the history books, and hopefully a lesson to be learned the hard way about the corruption of power. But we survived the plague, the one created by the virus and the one by politics. Maybe this will be another year of the same, a deja vu of the last few. With a little luck, we might move past that. With a little optimism, we will move past that. Me, I feel optimistic this brand new year. I'm ringing out the old and looking forward to 2023.